Hello, everyone. This is Chrissy Sack, and you're listening to Voices for Change. I'm taking over for Fontai today, and I'm going to be discussing something a little bit different than climate change. COVID-19 has entered the consciousness of all people around the world, but not all have chosen to accept it. Conspiracy theories, accusations against the government, and denying COVID-19's existence has been prevalent in many countries, such as Kenya and the United States. In March, the U.S. Center for Disease Control announced that masks were only for those who are symptomatic, while the Kenyan government closed airports, churches, schools, and mosques. In April, individual U.S. states started to mandate mask wearing for everyone. In May, Kenya ordered a countrywide mask mandate with a fine of 20,000 shillings or imprisonment, not exceeding 6 months or both. Both countries experienced shutdowns and reopening, drops in economic prosperity and employment, and both had relatively similar responses to COVID-19. In the U.S., many reacted negatively with the announcement of a pandemic. Many reject the idea of such a virus, calling it a hoax, and creating conspiracy theories to try and disprove COVID-19 and public health officials' responses. Most popular is the use of social media to disseminate this information, mostly on platforms such as YouTube and Facebook. Many believe that COVID-19 is a ploy for the rich and powerful to control the masses, while others believe it's governmental authoritarianism to enforce lockdowns and mask-wearing mandates. Even as the U.S. has the most COVID-19 cases and deaths in the world, many still don't believe in the existence of such a terrible virus. In Kenya, there is a slightly similar response. Disbelief in the virus is prevalent in communities that are misinformed. These communities are mainly slums where people believe the virus is only for the rich or that alcohol can protect against COVID-19. Strict government rulings like mandatory mask wearing, banning religious and social gatherings, and the nationwide curfew of 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. have also garnered backlash, with some citizens believing it is an authoritarian move. Even so, the response and tensions in the two countries are very different. Kenya does not have as many cases as the U.S., but there are various reasons why. First, the Kenyan nationwide mask wearing, curfew, and ban on large gatherings has probably slowed the spread significantly. The U.S. has had no such national action and still has not had such an action. Second, Kenya has tens and thousands of Kenya Red Cross volunteers that reach out to the community and educate people about the importance of hygiene, mask wearing, social distancing, and information about COVID-19. The U.S. has no nationwide initiative to educate the public about the importance of COVID-19 and precautions against it. While in Kenya, people don't have as much access to clean water and sanitation as well as quarantine spaces, precautions put in place are believed to have slowed the spread. However, access to COVID-19 tests is lesser in Kenya than in the U.S., leading to a lower reporting of cases and possibly more cases than reported. The backlash against these precautions has been prominent in both Kenya and the United States. In Kenya, with the curfew and mask wearing policies, police are responsible for enforcement, leading to protests against police officers when they abuse their power. Kenya's police force is notorious for being corrupt, but it is further exposed when they enforce curfew and mask wearing policies. Between March and June, 15 people, including a 13-year-old boy, have been killed by police while police were enforcing new restrictions. With the pandemic, people continue to protest the injustice and corruption of Kenyan police, hoping for police reform and a change in the system. In the United States, people have been protesting the lockdowns at the capitals of their states, many without wearing a mask or social distancing. Despite all of this, police were not aggressive to these protesters. However, when the U.S. Black Lives Matter movement reemerged with the death of George Floyd, curfews were enacted in several cities to dissuade these protesters and give police officers the right to arrest these people. Tear gas, arrests, and rubber bullets were deployed to break these protesters apart. While this movement did not have a resurgence due to the pandemic, The pandemic further exacerbated the systemic racism prevalent in U.S. society and in the U.S. police force. Both countries' citizens have experienced misinformation about COVID-19 and the strict rules centering around preventing community spread, as well as police abuse. However, the impact of COVID-19 affects all people, no matter what socioeconomic status or where one lives in the world. Learning and understanding scientific facts, as well as adhering to health precautions, are important to combat misinformation and lessen the impact of COVID-19. Kenya and the United States, while on opposite sides of the world and with different resources and economies, are both suffering from the same virus. COVID-19, for better or for worse, ultimately unifies us all. Thank you for listening. I hope you learned a bit more about the citizen response to COVID-19 in Kenya and the United States. What surprised you? What were some of the similarities you knew about, or differences that you know about, or things that maybe you didn't know about? Leave a comment. Stay tuned for next week for another amazing podcast.